doing shepherds. We're just doing what they normally did. Just another night beneath the stars, somewhere between Jerusalem and Bethlehem. They had the shock of their lives, really the shock of all time in human history in many ways. So far, Jesus, an angel first, and then followed by all of these different enemies, so to speak, spoke good news. Today, say to you, good news of great joy. That word good news, or gospel, in its Greek is evangelism. Want to say that with me? That word literally means verbal gospel. Heralding. These were heralds of the king. That word herald is an old term. Where the herald would come on behalf of the king and proclaim something that was all for the listeners to listen to and to obey. In a sense, that's what preaching is called. Heralding all throughout the New Testament. Herald each and every week, not like the angels. But a human herald on behalf of the king, bringing his message to you, and you must hear him and follow him. Literally, this word means gospelizing. The angel was gospelizing what Christ, that Christ was born, and that this was good news. And he did so to shepherds. Now, shepherds were the epitome of the mundane. These were not the all-stars of Israelite cultural status. In fact, they had a status that was just above lepers. That's pretty low on the whole stratus of the cultural design. They worked with dumb animals. Their job was incredibly long, with the exception of the case of wolf, lion, bear, for them to take care of. Why did the angel come to be here? Well, one, the repetitive of the prophecy, and that's what it says in like 33% of the big reference there, coming to Messiah. I think something profound is taking place here. We see this in a couple of places here in Luke chapter 2. The Messiah was not to be late, but for help. Verse 10, this is great joy that will be for all the people. Verses 31 and 32, we'll see this next week as we look at this story with Simeon. To the light of Revelation, to the Gentiles, to the glory of your people. Before that you have prepared in the presence of all people. The Messiah was not just for the elite, for those who had a high place in society, but for all. So, of course, we would proclaim to the shepherds first. These hearts and so many rejected messages were chosen by the great shepherd. Jesus referred to himself on several occasions as the great shepherd. There's also the prophecy of Isaiah 61, verse 1, the Messiah would come and proclaim good news to who? To the poor. And the Messiah would come to the brokenhearted, to the captive. This is who the Messiah would come to. So we're not shepherds, and we're not necessarily like them in any regards. We do oftentimes maybe feel like we live mundane lives, not boring lives, necessarily busy lives, but yet mundane, we kind of get wrapped up in the hubbub of life. Well, from today's message, we're going to understand this, that the gospel is a glorious wake up call, transforming the mundane lives into a God-exalting life. This message, the mundane, that's not meant to be insulting in any way, but rather encouraging to us that the King of the universe came to the ordinary and was born in a very ordinary way.
chapter 1, verse 52, in what is called Mary's Magnificat, coming from the Latin Trinity, the first part of it, which is to magnify. She magnifies what's happening with the coming of Christ. And this is verse 52, she says, He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. Good news, for especially if you feel sometimes we feel insignificant living the lives that we live. Maybe you don't, that's okay too. But oftentimes it makes you like Christmas is an opportunity and reminder of special times of year where we have an opportunity to have this good news once again to stir our wonder. This, I'm sure, is a story that you've heard time and time again, this particular one. Even many non-Christians are coming to send from Christmas specials, songs that start at this time of year. And yet, we need to let it stir us freshly here. Because this is God, this covenant, the covenant of the day, on the day of revealing the moment in history, but it's definitely significant for us today, something that we can't do. Let me read to you, which is a request. Same region, this is the region that is referenced in verses 1 through 7 in the birth of Jesus, but it came because of the census of the city of David, where the Messiah was promised to be born. It came, Mary and Joseph, you know, sort of the animal's form, so they were in the manger, and that's where Jesus had his coming. And the same region that the shepherds were supposed to be on, keeping watch over the flock. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Suddenly, there was with the angel and a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God on the highest and on earth, peace among those with whom he is pleased. And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph lying in the manger. And the baby, not Mary and Joseph, but the baby. And the baby lying in the manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. All the earth wondered. Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told. Great story. Hopefully, this does not get old to anyone. This perfect story is the king of the universe who infinitely extends the simultaneous remembrance of that particular moment. The humble birth was announced to the most humble and gentle. But we can learn from this mundane trick which is the speaker to the humble birth of the gifts of the gospel that we see at the birth of Christ. And number one is this. The gospel is great joy. Let's not forget this. Israelites, sheep were used, but they were sacrificed.
Thank you.
as we look at this, we look at the gospel, it is a great truth. Let the good news of Christmas be fresh to you. Let it begin to reset, restore the joy of your salvation. Thank you. save myself, but you can't. angel who's blowing them away. Then all the angels, we're talking, replacing all the stars that were before them, with all the angels out there. That's what we see. In fact, we see cities and we're sending it. And yet, it'll be a stereo. Even if we have some, we have a multitude saying these words. Thank you. come. We see that better exist here. Quite simple. Very simple as we look at this. This angelic multitude then run away as fast as they can. When the angels run away from the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went into haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known the things that had been told them concerning this child. So they said, "Just go see this sign." They said, "The sign, just go check this out. This is real. There he is, just like the angel said. That sign is confirmed." And they rejoiced. They went home. They didn't know. "Hey, this is who you told them about. Why are you here? Can you ask Mary and Joseph? And the shepherds show up." They made them. They shared it. How could they not? See, the gospel is both a come and see and go and tell. You know, that's what we do every Sunday. This is an effort that God is. It's not just a check a box on this church this week. I don't know. But God has been sent us to get out of it. Is there something about it? We see God's given us to get the music. So we sing. We sing this praise. And it's full of the words of God because we cannot give, stay of them. Encouragement from our fellow brothers and sisters in Christ to come alongside us. Sometimes we're the ones coming alongside somebody else. Sometimes we're the ones getting come alongside you. But come and see, be reminded of this fact that Jesus has come and he has saved us. And he's there to meet you in the midst of your Monday through Saturday as well, wherever you are. And then it's also a go and tell. We come and see, and we go and tell. We get equipped. Get encouraged, we get reminded that there are people who are still in need of a Savior across the street, around the block, down the freeway, who need Jesus. It's come to see God. And these guys, as they're leaving the town, they're talking about this. Off in the past in 2 Peter, as he's reading it, he's going to be what they didn't at the time, and some didn't exactly know what they were seeing. Sisyphus' mission that time, for the transfiguration, where Jesus brought his name and John to the mountain, and he kind of pulled back the veil of Jesus' life and stopped his glory, and then they didn't know what to do. Well, now he understands it, and now he's explaining that to us, so we have the benefit more fully confirmed of the written word explaining to us how to become saints or being saints. Remember last week that Jeremy taught us from Romans chapter 10, the beautiful and feet of those who bring good news? What's the news? We're saved. We're saved. We're the word of Christ, the gospel, the good news that is taking place. Do you find a seed? Do you go to heaven? Or do you need to go to heaven today? Somebody that you have time. Pray not to just the opportunity that you have on every day. Pray that you will bring them as yet to see and have the boldness to continue to go to God. Number five, the gospel. The reason is the gospel is so important. Worship is a response to who God is, to what He has done, and what He will do. So if God peeled back the sky, and they went and saw, confirmed to themselves, this trust is in that manger. They did so. Verse 3. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. As they had been told. When heart moves to the appreciation of God, shepherds broke out of their clothes and horns and didn't care because they saw the Messiah come. The good news is not only come to see and go and tell, but it's praise and worship. Things constant. Things from different voices and back to the ministry. When he comes to New Year's and his Presbyterian church in Philadelphia, he says this about this. The good news is that from beginning to end, God's dealings with our race are tough for people. But all those dealings that have us to invoke our greatest amazement is the incarnation of the Son of God, which you are especially Christmas, God and God. The deity in His flesh, how can that be? We cannot understand it, but it is true in our lives. And you marvel at it. Or at least we should marvel at it. Do you want to celebrate Christmas? Do we indeed think that we have to stretch your mind? Because it's such a beautiful thing. It's worth it. I think we can do something about this. What they say is not based on human preconditions that we find so comfortable and simple. We know that we're going to do this. And it's really worth it to see you for what it is. And you come each Sunday and say, Lord, I want to worship you as you are and what you've done. Help me to do so. I'm probably in a flesh. I'm tired. Get some coffee, get to bed early, whatever that is. But come, get ready. I'll pray in advance to come worship you in your day. Throughout the week, Lord, I'm going to worship you turn to joy, but rather gloom. But some are stuck in fear. And I hear the gospel leading them to face their sin. And so sometimes they'd rather not hear it, and so they fall down. That's one response. And the second response, we skip over the first of all these verses, verse 18. And all who heard it, they're leaving this town, they're separating themselves, they're leaving them right there out of the sea. They wondered about the shepherd's folding. They're talking about the size of the town, and it's stable. This is a wonder to them. Now, this is a couple of times a wonder. There's an obvious wonder when you speak of it, that they have strength from the time. When Jesus came and saw the multitude, they were in wonder at that moment. There's something wonderful about them, and wonderful, and part of it. There's this, you know, all these thoughts over, you go to the amusement park, you see a movie, something that just blows their mind, they came in. But she's getting these glimpses along the way. She turns to that word that says, you're holding on to it. You put it in the same place. You're conquering it. You're thinking about it. Even though she didn't have the full story, she actually did. We have the full picture. We know why this is such a big deal because of what she thinks from us. We ask you, how do you receive this news? That day in the city of David, a Savior who is Christ the Lord.